good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council planning meeting of the 20th of August 2018. Item number PL 1918 to receive and approve of religious vaccines.
Councillor Kilmurray, acceptable reasons have been given.
Do we have to, approve that one?
We have to approve, yes.
So I'm back to approve Councillor Kilmurray's absence.
Can I propose that we approve it?
That would be lovely. Thank you very much. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. To receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. So any declarations of interest from councillors and items on the agenda? Yes, councillor?
2518 D, I and K.
25 D.
So that's Pollock, Brett and Greenway.
Thank you.
Because I know the people.
Yep. And myself would also be for D and I, because I know them as well. Any other declarations of interest? Yes. So in those items, it would look like we won't be quorum for those items. So
D and I, you won't.
We'll come on to those as we come to them in terms of our feedback. Any written requests for dispensations?
No.
So we don't need to grant any. Okay, so item PL 2118, to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting held on the 9th of July 2018. Have you received any feedback on those minutes?
I haven't, no.
No? Any feedback? Can I have someone to propose that we accept those minutes? So proposed by Councillor Buxton and seconded by Councillor Clark. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you very much. Anything to report back on the minutes of that Planning Committee meeting?
No.
Nope. Thank you. So item PL 2318, this is the public participation part of the meeting. Up to 15 minutes for members of the public to contribute their views and comments and any questions to the Parish Council, with a total of 3 minutes per item. I was going to say something else, but I've forgotten. That's gone. So I'll set the timer off. Oh yes, and just to say that this is where, if you do have something you want to say about any of the items on the agenda, this is where we would typically do that. So I can just set my timer for 15 minutes. And if you wouldn't mind, if you do wish to participate, saying who you are as well, that would be helpful for the benefit of the tape. Would anybody like to? Yes, thank you.
Hello, I'm Andrew Galbraith, Agenda F, Group of Five for extension into our house, and the reason I come here tonight is just so that you can put a name to the face, and if you have any questions, all the plans have been done through Andrew Mellor, and they're all in accordance with all sort of building regulations and everything, but if you did have any questions, then I'm here to answer those questions tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Gruff, for attending. And what I might put to Councillor is that we move that item then to the top of the list, and so we can discuss that then. Obviously you're free to stay for the rest of the meeting if you would like to, but there might be something else you might like to do this evening. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah,
lovely. Okay, thank you Mr. Galbraith. Any other contributions? Yes.
Yes, please. I'm Steve Fisher from TTP. I'm here likewise, so you can see who I am, though I have seen you before. I think it's important to keep in touch. I have done notes to keep myself for 3 minutes, so I can say that. I think we've covered what TTP is, but we're a tech and product development company, and we've been based in Melbourne for 30 years, and we want to be here for another 30 years plus, so we are very happy in the village. We're an employee-owned company. This is all the staff and members of the company, and so we're very keen to, on that basis, to sort of look after the company and what we work, where we work. We've got 460 employees, 60% of those are consultants, and the remainder are support staff or security, catering and backup staff. We've got 5 subsidiaries. What we've got for you today is an application for our principal subsidiary, which is TTP PLC, which is basically into changing products and developing products. It's a company which is growing at 15% per year, so it's got a lot of growth on it. We're projecting an increase up to 400 to 450 from the current 250 within 5 years. This is why we need additional buildings. We constrained the space and we want some buildings which are sort of fit for the 21st century. We're looking to expand on our own site adjacent to the existing park. And we see Melbourne as critical to our success, to be honest. It's well loved by our staff. Over 10% of our staff live in the village. Over a third live in South Cambridgeshire. 12% of our staff walk or cycle to work, so it's good to us. It's important for us to have premises which attract and retain staff. Because of the environment that's around us, we find that very successful. And basically, we commend the application to yourselves. We wish to have any discussions if you wish. Right.
Thank you, and thank you for coming on this evening, and also in, you know, previously when you've been and presented. Can I just check, is it okay with you if we do Mr. Galbraith's planning application before yours?
Absolutely.
Bear in mind, there are 150 documents on your application, and I don't think there are that many on Mr. Galbraith. So we'll take it in that order if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Any other comments from members of the public? Okay, I will need post. Oh, do we have standing orders for the planning committee? We do. Well, I'm taking your place, Madam Chair. I do apologise. Right, thank you. Okay, back to our agenda. There is one decision to note. Oh, sorry, I haven't turned that off. That might be for a minute. Demolition of an existing porch and garage and replacement with a new porch and garage for 19 Hell Close, Melbourne. That was approved, and Melbourne Parish Council's comment was also to support that application. That's the only item that we have to note. Agenda item 25-18, the planning applications. So we're going to do Mr. and Mrs. Galbraith's application first. This is a ground floor rear extension and rear first floor extension with a new roof dormer window and roof pitch change for 50 Orchard Road. Any comments from councillors? I just need to find out because mine's out of sync with how I had them open on my desktop. Just bear with me one second. From looking at the planning application, there didn't seem to be any objections from neighbours. And it doesn't look as though there's any reason not to support this, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
So can I have a proposer? So the proposer is to support the application. Second one. So Councillor Clark proposing, Councillor Buxton to second. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Mr. Clark, or Clark, do we need to do the paperwork now, or shall we do that at the end of the meeting?
It's all electronic nowadays.
Oh, so excellent.
It'll be done tomorrow.
Oh, I don't have carbon paper anymore. I remember the days of carbon paper. Wow, that wasn't that long ago. Excellent, thank you. Oh, nice job. So thank you very much. You're very welcome to stay. Who knows, it might be more exciting.
A lovely evening.
Thank you. So PL 25, which is now A, the new office and technology research facilities, the land north of Melbourne Science Park. No, sorry, wrong one. No, it's right. It's this year, sorry, I put it. And as there are only 105 documents that went with this planning application, any comments from councillors? Yes, Councillor Clark.
I was at the presentation downstairs as well, so I'm quite comfortable with what I've seen. But the only comment I would like to make is regarding the car parking, because I have noticed that there have been some issues with residents about the location of the car parking, infringement on viewing and exhaling noise and pollution. And that's come up from, which resident it was, I mean, I've read through so many documents.
Yeah.
But it does seem to me that they were fearful of the 200 cars parked very close to their proximity. He's going to damage their views and also noise pollution, and his young children living there as well. So I just wondered if there could be any comments on that, please.
I've got our agent here who will say quick word. I can ask something to it as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen something on the council's website, I think from one of the neighbours. In all of these instances, what we would do is commit responses and come back at one point in time, because if we're done with the architects and with the clients and set up other RTMs and we can tweak them then it's always better for the planning department to have women as one, because there might be other issues somebody else hears it. So I think in those situations where people have made comments, I think it's for us to go back and say, TTP, the board's a safe enough here. We are very conscious of keeping locals, local interests at the heart of things. And if those are the kind of issues that we can resolve and move things around if we have to, but we'll certainly definitely look at it.
Thank you. Councillor Hayes, did you want to make a comment?
Yeah, Councillor Clark, is that plan on that side?
No, that's not.
It's not. It's just that the comments that were made, I was at the consultation as well, and the people were making comments and they were talking about the southerly end, I suppose, of the site itself. And I think there was a misapprehension that the land below the car park to the back of the properties was owned by TTP. It's not. It's still in private hands.
Yes.
So how many acres that is? How many acres?
I think it's just over two.
Just over, so it's 2 acres of space between where the cars are to the back of the properties.
Well, obviously, bearing in mind, I waded through a lot of documents. And the way the document was worded, the way the issue was worded, was it was almost going to be on their back doorstep. Mm. Less, obviously, the border and trees and things, but they were inferring that it was...
So it'd be people from the moors.
So it's...
Yes, I think...
So it's the proposed car parking area. Yes. The proposed car parking area is too close to adjoining neighbouring gardens and should be closer to the A10. The car parking spaces they want to provide is for nearly 200. The noise and pollution from these vehicles would be too much. There are very elderly people and very young people living close to these proposed plans. Also, our rear gardens have an open space of the proposed car park. Even allowing for some new tree lines, our loss of privacy would be enormous. That amount of car park space is so close is very badly thought out, with not much considered thought for the people that lived here for a long time and choose this location for the privacy and healthy environment. So are they in the box down there?
They are.
I think it would be worth just having a look at this, because the description there was Dixon's.
Right.
And Dixon's close, it's got the 2 acres behind it. If it's new, if it's the moor, that might be a question, but I actually think, judging by where this is coming, that actually it's the old wreck which sides onto the start where the car park.
Well, I think the moor one is going to be where Harrison's going to be developing their
dialogue. Can you find it?
It's difficult to tell where the concern has come from without, obviously, we
haven't
got
that. Really hard now, isn't it,
yes,
when you'd get personal details?
Yeah, redacted,
you
yes,
can't
yes.
actually make yeah. sense of
no.
the... of the comments.
I'm not calling in this answer.
No.
But I think if there's an explanation.
It's actually incorrect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that was one of the big things on the plan that was on the side that people were talking, I was listening to, oh my word, it's all here. And it was all people from that area there.
I think, I was going to list the 3D plan, but it's, I think these people here, technicians here, now what there is, the site doesn't come right hard up to our boundary, there's another area. I remember it's
there's the access road. Right,
yeah, the difficulty I've got is that I'm not sure what land they're referring to, but
yes,
I remember explaining it to the people, and they went, because I think they thought it was right up to the boundary, and there's that road, the route that goes into that is another gap. The difficulty I've got, and sorry, I should
Yes, sir.
It's this area here, these five. Understand
I
don't think it'd be them who's commenting, sorry for cutting in, but they have had numerous conversations with myself about various things, and they haven't mentioned that, so I don't think it is them.
In which case, then, so maybe there's these people here, but that's not our
role. So where is the car park that they're talking about?
We think it's the
right, okay.
This is the entrance, this is back right here, and there is one. No, sorry, that's not. This is the entrance, that's my lane.
No, that's my lane.
That's my lane, yeah, and this is the entrance, right? So the people talking who came from Dickerson were talking about that. I think they thought these people here from my lane also came. One of the one of the residents asked a few questions, didn't he?
I remember saying that this right up to the binding is not, we were not talking about that.
Exactly, because they were concerned that this access was taken away. It's not, that access has been maintained through here onto this site here, which is still privately owned.
Yeah.
So that was that. And this plot of land here is the old brick.
Yes,
So, you know, it's.
Because I know you're putting all your buildings there, but
it's slowly
just the other way.
So that goes that way, then you've got the hive there, and then there is the workshop.
It's nice to know, because I'm wondering, was that letter written before or after the consultation? I can't tell anything from it without being able to work out geographically where the people
are. But all we can do is look at this and see whether in our opinion any of the houses are going to be impacted, and it doesn't look as if they are.
No.
I mean, essentially, any building is going to be down here. Potentially, these people will be impacted in another area. Yeah. Right.
You said about 45 metres.
And also the land is the green roof.
That's an extraordinary long piece of space. I think it's 35 feet. If you want to be pedantic between building to building, you're going to do development. It's not that much, 35 yards. It's not much. Well, this is twice that before you even start.
And we're talking 20 metres.
These are the only ones who are impacted by the development at all. In the truest sense. But it's not
building.
It's the width of the road, plus there's landscape, plus there's the pedestrian path.
It's 15 metres of landscape.
Plus there's their rear gardens as well.
And rear, yes.
Their own rear gardens. So.
And in terms of car parking spaces, was that right, the 200 that they
did? We had those over 300 in total.
Right.
But it's phased.
It's based on the 240s.
Well, that's going to be tree line anyway.
That's right. Yeah. We've always been conscious of
that. That's all the sat down to the car, so they will be parking in one bay. Well, there's no tree.
The trees will be above.
Not
all that.
Thank you,
Councillor.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Can I just check the dates that the consultation that took place at the hub when that was, not the one that came to the parish, that was 10th of July.
Yeah.
That was, and
the extraordinary meeting was the 2nd of July.
Right, and just wondering what how many people attended that from?
I was here for the duration.
76.
And that was the 10th of July, and it only seems that looking at the feedback, that's the only comment that's been raised.
Mm.
And there seems to be, I must admit, I'm finding it tricky to find out where that is coming from and looking at the plans.
That comment could not have been placed on the website any earlier than the 8th of August.
Right, okay, thank you.
Could I just add, Chair, that Garth has given the formal view. I'm happy to speak to anybody if you do it, any councillors get questions. Rather than have confusion, I'm happy to sort of take any questions direct whenever that comes in. Garth's got my contact details, I'm happy to do that.
Thank you. So any other comments from councillors? Has anybody, in terms of supporting, what is the terminology we use in part? Do we support?
Would somebody like to make a proposal?
Yes. To support this application?
Yes, I would be very happy to propose to support the application,
thank
but
you.
Without comments,
yes.
Because I'm not convinced about the car parking.
So thank you, Councillor Norman. Could you wish to second that?
I think you answered this at the first presentation you did, which was to the council. When you started doing the development work, the trafficking in and out of areas, building materials, etc., will not come through the village, or you will route them out with any development areas?
They will come through the village. The fallback scenarios would actually go to the park itself, but we are trying to negotiate an access further out to the village through the fields next to the, immediately adjacent to the park. That hasn't been concluded yet, but that's what we're trying to do. If it goes through the park, the tractor will be any direction to go left, come out, as opposed to coming right.
So, but generally speaking, you'll be going out to the main road as opposed to coming through the village.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So, thank you, Kate.
Yes. So, Councillor, did you have a comment?
Yeah, one more. Just one, but it's very pertinent, actually. This is a request, if you like, I think, on behalf of me and potentially the community that are going to be affected by it, if you were to down your permission. And that is that we have another example of a developer at the moment who has a fairly stringent set of conditions that are applied by South Kensington. And the contractors, I would think if I was fair to say, on a 60 to 70% basis obey, and the other 30% don't. And it's usually that significant chunk, which is working outside of hours, coming through the village, deliveries, delivery companies. If there's something I would actually make a formal request for, if you like, is that when you go out to tender, what have you, that part of the stipulation is that it can't be misread, regardless of what your sat nav says or anything else like that. You will come in via the Cambridge Road. If you don't come in via the Cambridge Road, we will cease your contract. Something along those lines, because this is actually the attitude that I'm now adopting with the other development. So that seems to be the language that the main contractor is going to be using. So rather than have to go through the angst of people whinging at you and us, it would be nice if it would be pretty harsh to start with.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. So the proposal is to support the application
without comments.
Yes. So Councillor Norman proposing, Councillor Clark seconding. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Thank you very much. Thank you. PO 2518B.
I am.
So item B, erection of 22 dwellings together with associated open space, landscaping, highway and drainage infrastructure works, 36 New Road, Melbourne. There were 54 documents for this application, two objections from neighbours, and the clerk and I had a quick discussion. Now,
would you like me to summarise where you are with it?
Yes, please, because it keeps coming back.
So, this application has come to you in three, maybe four different guises over the last month or two. Once for 18 houses, once for 23 houses, once as an amendment to the application for 23 houses, and now as 22 houses. The applications are all utterly identical. The only thing that changed is the number of dwellings that are proposed.
Thank you.
Your comments from last time and time before that and time before that are in the latest draft minutes.
And we could take some comments, but again, looking at my colleague, the only difference is the number that changed. I can't see how that would dramatically alter our comments from before, but Councillor Clark, could you?
I did know when I was reading through this lot of documents as well that they still refer to 23 in some of their reports, so they're just throwing in the old reports, whereas it's now for 22, but they're referring to 23. So they're just using the same documentation that changed.
Yeah, the design and access statement hasn't changed across all the iterations of the application.
Councillor
Hayes,
did you want to make a comment?
Always, please.
Go on.
Right. I feel particularly aggrieved at this particular application based on the fact that 5 or so years ago, Melbourne Parish Council went out of their way to approve the 64 houses, which are the rear of Victoria Way, and the 18 that were originally approved on this particular site, 36 New Road, on the basis that it might assist the planners of South Cams to remove 87H8 from the call for land on the local plan from a green site down to an amber site, which would have then made it less likely to be developed. History as it's panned out, that wasn't going to be the case. Then the inspector agreed with the developer, and we now have 199 75-bed care home being built. That's fine. This development, this 36 New Road, did not build within the 2 years that it had to do. It did not do the reserve matters. It did not put one spade in the ground. So therefore, in my humble opinion, it couldn't have been that important. So now that we have 199 houses, we are way over what was actually going to be put forward by the planners on those two sites. When you put into conjunction the 23 down Moor and the other dribs and drabs we've had coming around the village. Secondly, at that particular time, South Cams did not enjoy a five-year land supply. It does now. And I absolutely implore the parish council to refuse this on as many grounds as it can think and dream up in reference to guidelines, to make it absolutely clear to the planners that they do not want this development. It is inappropriate. It is already going to push the schools and what have you back over the limit, as long as the doctors as well. I needn't go on any further. You have this off pat. I really do think this is important that we put our foot down as a community.
Thank you. So if I can ask the part of the feedback we've given on the previous applications, is there a belief that we need to add anything to it other than to say this is the how many times has come to us and we are so resolute that we are not
No, the feedback was quite comprehensive and it was tied into adopted planning policy.
Yes.
And so if anyone's got a copy of the draft minutes in front of them, you can read it. In fact, it may well even be on their website as well.
Right. So it looks as though, the proposal is to reiterate what the planning committee has said before in terms of this application. And with the comments that we've provided before, which I think is exactly what it was should Councillor Hales presented again. Is there anyone who would like to propose? That's what we do. Thank you, Councillor Norwood. It's second, Councillor Clark. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Unanimous. And hopefully it won't be Groundhog Day next coming. Right, where are we now? Item C, the provision of a rear car park for Cambridge Technology Centre, Back Lane, Melbourne. This is for PA Consulting. 11 documents for this one. The comment from neighbours, from what I could see, was really concerns about noise levels and as long as that was within reasonable start time, so nothing before I think it was 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning. And so, but there didn't seem to be any other comments from neighbours of this development. Any feedback from councillors?
Chair, anything I would say with regards to starts on those comments, I was reading them earlier, and it seems to be about the construction of the car park rather than the operation. So those guidelines will be put in place anyway. And I think possibly I reiterate the comments we made to the representatives of TTP in hindsight with other developments we have in the village, that the contractors and the principal contractor need to be aware that their subcontractors behave accordingly.
Yeah.
I think stick to the condition and everyone will be happy.
Yeah.
Perhaps we need to just reiterate that.
Yeah.
If we have the opportunity to counsel.
Yes.
Comment.
Yes, the comment here is no objection in principle. There does seem to be this particular neighbour, that the PA consulting groundwork team usually heavy equipment prior to 7 o'clock. So yes, so if we reiterate, can I just check what tends to be acceptable practice? 8 a.m. at the earliest and finish by 6 p.m. Yeah. So if we put that in our feedback.
Midday, I think midday 1 o'clock on a Saturday, not working Sunday.
Yeah. And it says, assuming PA Consulting can agree to these conditions, then we have no other objection to this application. So the proposal...
Chair, before we go on,
yeah.
This won't affect any water that's coming off site. And this car park is on the rear field. And I remember when there was something going on there before, and you had to go away all the way through their site to access this. Looking at the plans, that's not the case for this. It has often been mentioned by Highways, as well as this parish council, that when there is a fairly hefty downpour, the lie of the land coming off of PA does dump a lot of water out onto Back Lane.
Yep.
And given the fact that we have soft verges in Back Lane, the drains, the gullies tend to be somewhat more muddier, than usual. PA have put in extra galleys, but one of the comments that was requested and perhaps either wasn't heard or may have fallen on deaf ears was that the cattle grid type gully across their entire frontage as they come into their car pipes and then into the drainage system wherever they want to suck, perhaps would be a really good way of doing this. And I just wonder whether or not now is the opportunity to make comment as a request. It's not part of that car park, but since they're bringing more car parking on site, that's more hard standing, so therefore any water that goes on the system has to find a home.
Right. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I mean, it is one of those areas of the village where it runs down, say, Back Lane and then back onto the High Street as well, doesn't it? When it it can be like a lake. So I'm just trying to wonder how we might word that in our feedback to South Cairns.
Tactfully.
You could say something along the lines of the planning authority are minded to approve the application, then there should be a planning condition that sets out the appropriate mitigation of surface water drainage.
Sounds
leaving the site into Back Lane, otherwise they'll just say it's on that car park.
Yeah.
It's got to be leaving the site at Back Lane.
Yeah.
And bringing more cars on, more this, more that, so it's more splash.
Yeah.
More everything.
Yeah. And then also, and not forgetting the working hours as well.
Yeah.
So,
And no access to that site via London Way.
Yes.
Only access through their own site.
Yes.
And contractors coming in via the A10 and Rosden Road, not through the village.
Through the village.
Get that and forget about it.
The village.
Yep. Yes. Seems to be a similar picture, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. So the proposal is to, from what I'm hearing, support the application, but with the provisos that we've set out. So, Councillor Clark proposing. Councillor Norwood seconding. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Yes, unanimous. Thank you. Okay. The next item D was one where we will be leaving no comment.
So Councillor Norman and yourself, Councillor Hart, have both declared an interest.
Yep.
I'm assuming you are not intended to take part in the meeting.
Absolutely.
So, therefore you are incorporated and cannot consider the item.
Thank you.
So the minutes will show that you got up and left the room and then came straight back in.
Yep, thank you. And that the item wasn't discussed. Yeah, thank you. Item E, the erection of detached dwelling house, 45 Water Lane. I'm probably in my handwriting here, I've made some notes on this. There are three objections from what I could see on this one.
Yeah.
Those windows as I go on, that would be helpful. Parking
overshadowing.
The new neighbour comment, be concerned with the new renovation that is posed with Water Lane, mainly on the parking on the road, that's what it said. The space for parking on the road, Water Lane, there's already two properties in this garden, really increase the cars on the part of the road. Usually 4 to 6 cars parked there at most times. The road is very tight as it is. There is a hedgerow opposite that overhangs the road. Also, we live on a very tight bend, which is always very busy, that leads into Green Gage Rise. The extra house and extra cars, it will only push cars nearer to the bend, which in willing time cause a nasty accident. And suppose when they applied to extend the house, they were told that it had to be in keeping with other properties around. And the comment is that looking at this proposed site, it doesn't like that it is in keeping with the properties. Just one complaint, one comment. Another neighbour commenting that has pictures to show that the loss of light overshadowing into the garden, and also parking and highway safety issues. Impact on wildlife and invasion of privacy. Third comment is again about parking, this new house will have a driveway entering where parking, limit the parking on the road, use the road for parking and visiting nearby homes. I mentioned a couple of addresses already using the road for parking, as well as people who walk their dogs there. I'm concerned that people will start to park on the other side of the road now, making access and neighbouring properties difficult. So there seems to be lots of concerns about overloading of parking and congestion on that part of Water Lane.
I'm having difficulty seeing where it is.
Yes, I was.
But the location plan doesn't make sense. I may have got my head completely wrong, but there's too many roads for where I think it is.
Okay, let's look at the block plan here. Go on, overshadowing. Am I right in thinking this is in? This is going to be in somebody's garden.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
There's properties here, and they're already.
This is the third.
Okay. Would you be able to find the details, councillor Carvey? I've started jobbing to it.
So is it overdevelopment then?
That's what
this
it
is the yes. third.
That looks like it's the concern, yeah, absolutely.
It's
this one. Objection. 45 Water Lane.
That's the development. And there's the road. Because there's like Green Village Rise, and that comes up, so that's Water Lane.
Ah,
and Midland.
Got it?
Right.
And it's just a log jam on there.
Sorry, yeah. I thought it was this house here.
It's going to push people towards the bend as well.
Summer House Lane. There you go.
Yes.
Right. You're going down here.
Yes,
we're talking
down
about
hill.
Yes.
Road names,
it
would help, wouldn't it, to get
you? And if that just said Waterline,
that would have been anything. Right, yeah. It's overdevelopment on that.
I mean, having looked at it, the site doesn't look. The site looks big enough to take three.
It's the site, it's the infrastructure, isn't it? It's the but if we're talking about what's the parking that's going to be, so 48, 3A, 43B, and then 45.
So, sorry, is it not having any on-site parking?
I see that from there.
Chair,
yes.
If you look at the application form,
yes.
There's a section in there where the applicant has to say, does this application result in a net loss of parking? It might be interesting to see what that says.
Is new or altered vehicle access proposed to or from the public highway? Yes. Is it further down, isn't it? So please provide information on the existing and proposed number of on-site parking spaces. So it says existing spaces 0, total proposed including spaces retained 2. So it says there will be 2 spaces available.
How many bedrooms is it?
It's a 4. Is it there? Sorry.
It's
a front. Go back to the top. How many bedrooms is this?
Three bedroom.
Yeah.
Three bedroom.
2 parking spaces is what you'd expect.
There's also a question mark over section 11 on the application form, Chair, with reference to foul sewage. It says, please state how foul sewage is to be disposed of, and it says main sewer. And then underneath, are you proposing to connect to the existing drainage system?
Unknown.
Or, I think yes would have been handy, or it's going to be septic tank.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So there's ambiguity
in the application. In terms of the house and somebody pointing out that it's not in keeping, any comments on that?
There's
old houses and new houses.
Down to down there, so. Yeah. I feel slightly concerned that there are three different neighbours making comments about parking and
parking is the nightmare. I mean, some of my contact with residents in the area is about parking. Also the hedge on the other side of the road, yeah, which is an issue. People don't park up against that because they park against the house side of the road, therefore the road is only wide enough then to get a vehicle down. So the more parking you have,
yeah,
the less likely you are to get down. So there is an issue there. There's also the issue of that metre of land. I think the clerk will be familiar with this, and Councillor Clark, from Summerhouse Lane at the top of Greengage Rise down to Chalkfield Barrow, the back of those houses, the back onto Waterland, isn't owned by anybody. County Council Highways have declared no ownership. Parish Council doesn't own it, although it's getting saddled with the cost of maintaining it. And the developer for Chalkfield Barrow said they owned the bit, half a metre, it was, I think, something from the back fence out, which basically didn't encompass the bit that needs. It keeps hanging over the road. So that again, when it starts to grow, either the parish council gets the bill to cut it back, or it grows over, which then reduces the length of the road. Mm-hmm. So again, you've got a hazard to traffic. So any more cars parked there, it just makes it more tricky.
Is there any point in Wales?
Nothing that I could see. Oh, highways comments. No demolition or construction work shall commence on the site until a traffic management plan has been agreed with the local plan authority in Constantine. The principal areas of concern that should be addressed are movement and control of muck away from lorries, contractor parking for both phases, movement and controllable deliveries, control of dust, cement, mud and debris. Clearly, that a condition to admission that the planning authority is minded to issue in regard to this proposal, requiring that two pedestrian visibility spaces of 2 metre by 2 metre shall be provided each side of the vehicle access. That's highway safety. Please add a condition to admission that the planning authority has proposed driveway be constructed so that it falls and levels are such that no private water from the site drains across. About construction to prevent debris spreading onto the adopted public highway. Prior to the first occupation development, sufficient space should be provided within the site for the proposed car parking spaces. And that's about them being able to enter in forward gear and exit in a forward gear.
When were the two houses built out on there? The other two houses. Some time back. It's just the bit that makes me think is that across the road in Chalkfield Barrow there was an ancient burial site for the Saxons. And that was, if you like, almost, well, it was 2.5 years of digs.
Yeah.
So that before Chalkfield Barrow, and that's where the mound comes from, the New Road Cemetery, where they put the people back.
Yeah.
That little later rest, if you like. So my other thing would, is there an archaeological dig on the site, given that it's only 50 feet away from the actual site where we had people laid to rest in an ancient community? If there isn't, it would be handy if an archaeological dig could be asked for. Given its location to the sensitive sites of Chalkfield Barrow. If you look at the way Chalkfield Barrow has been laid out, as you go in, all the houses are to the left against Water Lane, with a few bits at the bottom end, which was nearer Back Lane, and then right up the top. And those are the areas where there weren't anybody laid to rest or structures. Mm-hmm. And everything in the middle was where the bulk of it was. So you don't know what comes outside, so it's best.
No. I must admit, this is one that I'm sort of looking at and just wondering, with the number of neighbour comments and making comments about loss of sunlight and rather that it's a shame there's no one here tonight to talk about the application. What am I hearing from people about this one?
Unwanted to reject.
On the grounds of?
Parking, overdevelopment.
Yeah, so looking at the mm-hmm. overshadowing, yeah. Loss of sunlight. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're obviously what they're what neighbours are saying, and the density of the building design.
There are at least four.
Yeah, we could bend those. Yeah. That is what I think I'm hearing. That's certainly my feeling about this, is to reject on those grounds. I mean, three properties on that site, already there's already two. I suppose it might fit into that category. So do I have, I feel happy to propose that. So I propose that.
Proposing to reject.
Yes, proposing to reject. Yeah. And seconded by Councillor Buxton. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Jay, you might like to mention schools, etc. Schools and back to the gallery.
Yep.
Because they're both affected by a little bit, not a lot.
Yes. Well, every extra one. Yeah, operation.
You can pretty much take all of those and apply
Brilliant.
Please see sheet.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Clark. Okay, item F, we've already made a comment on. Right, item G, the variation of condition 2, stacking and deposition of materials, tools, plants, machinery, security fencing, or items associated with landscaping of planning permission. This is Langdale Farm, Cambridge Road. The actual planning application was approved. So this is, thanks to the clerk's advice, this is a variation of the condition. So what are we being asked to do in this situation? There is a neighbour comment. Making some comments to do with the visual landscaping, saying that the big hedge isn't there, now you see new buildings, small holdings selling locally, to having great big 9-ton trucks moving daily on and off site, moving aggregate et al., pulling out onto 60 mile per hour speed limit. So I'm not sure if those comments were to do with the original planning application, though, or the variation of condition.
They are the original planning application.
Yeah, so that's already been approved, yeah. This is really about this.
So do we know what the variation?
The way to understand it would be look at the decision notice for the original planning application, because that will have the conditions in it.
Right,
and then read what condition 2 says. And then in the present application, it should say somewhere how they are proposing to change or vary that condition.
So the condition 2, was any materials, tools, plants, machinery, secure defence or items associated with the landscaping business shall not be stacked or deposited to a height exceeding 2.4 metres above existing ground level.
So I would suggest they are wanting to change the height or the maximum height.
Right, let's have a look at what that is, because that's going to come over here. There we go, it's the last one that came up.
This is a retrospective one as well, isn't it?
Oh. I believe it might be. Yeah.
Planning permission was granted on the 13th of July for the retrospective use of the agricultural yard area for the storage and supply of landscape and materials. Condition 2 of this permission states any materials, tools, what we just said. It's proposed to vary condition 2 to the following. Any security fence and compound walls barrier shall not exceed a height of 2.4. Well, that was what was asked for, wasn't it?
So they want to, rather than the height of the things they dump being a maximum of 2.5 metres, they want the height of the security fencing to be a maximum of 2.5 metres.
Security fencing goes out into the fields, doesn't it? It bounds a commercial property, which is Cherry Farm Park, we call it, and then all the way around that site. There are no other houses that would be affected by a 2.4 high fence. There are no houses other than the applicant's house, which is at the front of the site.
Right. Therefore request that the condition be varied to limit fixed structures only such as security fencing and compound walls barriers to be no higher than 2.4 metres, which would protect the interest of visual, residential and rural amenity.
So in other words, they're happy to have their security fencing to 2.4 metres, but they want to be able to vary the condition so they could, for example, put a 4.5 metre tree in there and not have to lay it on its side.
Does that sound like a reasonable request?
It sounds like they're complying with the request for a visual impact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We therefore request that the condition be varied to limit fixed structures only such as security fencing and compound wall.
Sounds
reasonable,
I don't know.
When you actually look at the site, if you look at Cherry Farm, where Urban Plastic is, it's the site next door. So I would argue that there is no impact on residents other than the owner of the site.
Yeah.
If you don't knock your own 2.4, just don't put it up.
Yes. I'm trying to think what else you would be able to store in a... Comments?
I can't see an argument against the fact that they're doing it retrospectively, which is rather noisy. But,
Okay, so it sounded like there's a proposal to support the application. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Proposed by Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Buxton. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Okay, thank you. Okay, right, we're on to item H, which is the proposed tree works 15 The Lawns. This is a TPO?
It is a TPO, yes.
Yeah. I'll just go back a bit now again. There we go. Is that in? No. Where are we? So there's a tree preservation order. This is a sycamore. Crown reduced by approximately 2 metres, previously pollarded at approximately 15 foot high trunks. This is due to excessive shading to the garden and the neighbouring garden at Greebanks. Trees are approximately 30 foot tall.
The neighbouring garden suffers from quite a bit of loss of sunlight.
Yeah. Sycamore's not.
It's a very large weed.
It's a very young, something in the appropriate way of describing it.
It's a tree with a tree preservation order.
Chair, just to explain that preservation order, it's the entire Greenbanks, the Lawns and Lawns Close, the entire development, which had TPO put on it, the whole lot. So everybody is tarred with the same brush, as they say. So
You've had probably a dozen applications for tree works in that area in the last month or two, and every single one of them has been approved.
Yeah.
And down at the bottom of the lawns, it's regular.
If you lost the signal,
all you've done is they've got a fairly shallow root system and the wind will take them over, so they'll take out a house.
There seems to be no objections, and I'm not hearing any objections from councillors. So the proposal is to support this application, so proposed by Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Norman. All those in favour?
Unanimous.
Item I, both Councillor Norman and myself have declared an interest.
You're in court.
So we're in court, so we have no comment on that application.
Sorry, I suppose I should declare an interest as well. So I haven't thought of that.
Yeah. Okay,
so
thank
you. Not court.
Yes, the applicant then is known by councillors. Item J, proposed tree works in a conservation area, 9 Drury Lane. This is T. O'Malley. Again, couldn't see any objections to that. Checking their hands. That's the item I'm asking for. I think this is again. A copper beech, a Robina yew tree. Conduct a crown reduction as stated in the application, namely comprising of a height and radial spread reduction of the circa. Let's have what the circa is then, let's check that. The crowns of the trees to be reduced by 1 metre and a radial reduction of 0.5 metres. In addition to crown reduction, all dead branches should be removed from the crown within the same time period. Any comments?
That would recover nicely.
Yeah. Again, if it's not unusual, close request, so proposal to propose. Thank you, Councillor Buxton, and seconding Councillor Clark. All those in favour? It's unanimous. Thank you. And final tree works, item K, proposed tree works conservation area at 16 Dolphin Lane.
Oh, I've declared an interest.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I am going to be meeting
at
stage.
Please do,
this is only one agenda, right?
Come
and
find me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you very much, Councillor Dorman. Right. Thank you for attending. And check the removing a tree from the front garden of 16 Dolphin Lane. Cherry tree is, comes under a dangerous. The tree is adjacent to the drive. Part of the tree died and broke off into the drive. Luckily, no cars were on the drive at the time, but this could have fallen and caused damage to property and injury to persons leaving fall into Dolphin Lane. The tree is also encroaching on the roof of the garage and house, and when its window is very unnerving. Any comments?
We thought it was a tree, a cherry tree.
It's a cherry tree.
Remains on it.
Have there been examples of this request before?
Part of it has already come down.
Down. Yeah.
So it's got to go.
Okay, so the proposal is to support. Proposed by Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Hart. Are those in favour? That's unanimous. Agenda item PL 2618, to consider correspondence on street naming. This is a request.
So this is from the developers of the 199. They want suggestions from the parish council as to the names of 9 streets, and they request that the parish council take into consideration the history with Peterhouse College.
I've already made my recommendation.
Did they supply any information on the local history associated with Peterhouse? Ah, here we go. Oh, thank you. I'm coming to you in a moment, Councillor Hales.
That's the one. That is literally everything.
That's it, isn't it?
Well, thank you. Hence my surprise. So
there's a few names in there that you can probably quit. And former Councillor Gatwood has asked that you remember Uncle Bob.
Okay. Councillor, District Councillor Hales, did you have a comment to make?
Uncle Bob was one of them.
Yes.
That's a tree in front, which we are at the moment fighting tooth and nail to keep upright and in the ground. The developers wish to perhaps make some alterations at ground level.
And that's a tree with a...
There's 5 of them with CPO, so the tree's obviously looking at that. I have to say, with a certain amount of scepticism, since that Peterhouse were the college that inflicted 199 houses and 75 bed care home on Melbourne, that they have the brass neck, and I use the word brass neck, to impose that they suggest that they name the roads of this development after something to do with Peterhouse. I would actually like to see, if it's at all possible, the community asked. It is the biggest development by far in Melbourne, and it seems that we have it, that's fine. But actually, I would like to see a quick mini consultation, if you like, or however we do it in the village, for the village to come up with some ideas for the name of the road. And if one of them happens to be something associated with Peter House, so be it. But that would be my personal preferred route.
Thank you very much, Councillor. I was thinking along the same lines myself, in the spirit of openness and transparency.
Don't build here,
are you?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tricky one to get feedback on, where because people still have very strong views on this development. But I agree, it would be, totally inappropriate for the parish council to make whether or not we make suggestions or ask people to vote.
That's come from 199, has it? The developers in time.
This is from shared services. The request has come from shared services.
That's a Campbell.
Yeah. Well, it's Sissy, and they've already chased me twice for an answer. They're not going to wait for a consultation.
So the landowners have kindly requested specific consideration be given by the parish council when considering street names for the development to incorporate the local history associated with Peter House College. Now, whether or not the parish council chooses to go back and say that we feel happy to consult with the community about names.
Chair, I feel very strongly about this. They have got four bases for a house which they may have up by Christmas, which are the show houses. They are doing an awful lot of groundwork, maybe. As far as I understood from the planning consultant officer who represented the Hopkins Homes, Mr. Eben, when he presented to the parish council, is that Hopkins Homes at that particular time didn't own all the site. They'd owned the first part and not half the second third, but not the neither third at the other end up towards Brandy Avenue, and the Octopus owned the care home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a mishmash of ownership, if you like, and who owns what on the land. And I do think if the parish council is minded, it could write to shared services at Campbell in the strongest terms to say, we don't really wish to be pushed around by a developer when we have to live with those names for eternity. We will quite happily run the consultation, we will come up with the names, and we will give it to Campbell in a timely fashion. I don't think that we need to be pushed. I haven't got any houses built. No one is going to move into them. And I would like to add, Chair, that the Clause 9 of condition, which is the Grampian order on that side, as far as I know, there have been no works to improve the sewerage system in Melbourne to accommodate 199. And it categorically says in that condition, thou shalt not occupy one house until the Andean water or the sewerage system is upgraded.
Yeah.
So until we see the plan for what they're doing there, it is irrelevant as to what the names are going to be. They will really be plot numbers. In actual fact, my own development, Elm Way, subsequently named by the parish because of the trees associated in that area, was called Farrier's Green by the developer. So it is absolutely nonsense to assume that you have to go down that road. I really do think the strongest terms written to South Cams and go, back off. We will name our roads in a good, timely manner.
Absolutely.
And after suitable consultation with residents of the village.
This is the biggest development that Melbourne has seen probably in 50 odd years plus. So therefore, we should have the say in what it's going to be like, name wise.
I agree with you totally, Councillor Hayes. The timing on this to suggest that we need to do something quickly, it seems ridiculous to me as well. So, Clark, does that sound something that you would be able to respond to?
Yes,
in those terms. And I think, rightly so, the condition is that no one will be occupying any of those houses until that condition has been met. So what's the rush? And we would bring to full parish council the recommendation that we would consult the village on names for this development.
Christmas looks like the first point when the houses will be erected, and they will be show houses.
Yeah.
So no one's going to be living in them either.
No.
They already said it was going to be 18 months before they started occupying it.
Well, 18 months to 40 years, isn't it?
18 months from when they started, which was only a
couple of months back.
Yeah, it was 3 months in there, so.
You need the stop orders that are going on.
So can I just confirm with the clerk that the only information that was sent to us that South Cannes referred to, the local history associated with Peterhouse College, is that small document there.
Yeah.
So, okay. And the Uncle Bob,
is the tree and is very, very prominently local. In actual fact, it forms quite a chunk of this parish council's appeal process in the natural environment, if you like, insofar as how local knowledge and local impact was going to be affected by just the removal of that tree from fire exit.
So would it be worth, in our response to South Cam, saying, although this is what we want to do, what something we are very keen to establish is the recording and the Uncle Bob in one way, which may also bring to their attention how important this tree is to us, and therefore be rather embarrassing, wouldn't it, for a road called Uncle Bob and the tree was no longer there.
I suggest the resolution is that I draft a response in conjunction with a couple of councillors who, similar to the Hopkins Homes letter. And when you're happy with it, I'll send it.
Thank you. Okay. Do we need to vote on that?
Yes.
Can I have a proposal for that? Councillor Buxton, seconding Councillor Clark. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. PL 2718, to note the date of the next meeting, which is the 10th of September 2018.
We will both be away.
Yes, I've not been saying to the 24th. I'm hoping to make the 24th parish council meeting if the ferry comes in.
Right. So highly unlikely there will be a meeting on that day.
Unless we, Councillor Kilmurray will be back and I will be here. And if Councillor Norman was able to attend again, would that mean we could?
Yes.
We could continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, you'd need four.
Four.
So if someone has to declare an interest, then.
And our next parish council meeting is
in September.
We've already requested, already asked if anybody else would want to join the planning committee. We've not had any response so far to that. Okay.
You might be co-opting someone on that evening.
On the 24th, that's after the 10th, then, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So what would you recommend, Clark?
I will have a look at the dates and see who is here and when they are here.
And the planning.
If my feeling is that it's not going to be possible to have a planning meeting, then I will take the more important applications and tag them into the parish council.
Thank you.
Meeting at the end.
Yeah, that would be helpful, because then we would be... Yeah.
Just for the record, I hope to be here on the 24th, but that will be subject to fairs.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you very much.